Floating above space, in this special episode of Curious Lightning, we join Curious and his sidekick Android as they speak with Uncle Phil, children's singer, songwriter, and educator, down on Earth. From their single wide and with the help of Vicky Wiki, the internet goddess, they hope to find life's interconnectedness of everything and nothing in particular. Join us for this episode of Curious Lightning that we'll call The Kid Alts. You.
I missed you too.
Yo, man, you've been asleep for like 13 years.
Yeah, nice deep sleep. Nice and relaxing.
It's you though, they didn't reboot you after we finished our mission on Earth?
Oh, they tried to. Yeah. They tried to reboot me, but no, it's still me.
I don't know how they fit short shorts on an Android anymore. It just doesn't. It's back in style.
Yeah, and you know what? I look great in them. I look fantastic.
Well, and then take gravity away?
Yeah. That makes them even shorter.
Oh, boy. I don't know how we get home other than to talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, I unfortunately was programmed to contain fear, so I'm afraid a lot.
Wow. Yeah. Of wide open spaces? I hope not.
Just, you know, I mean, I don't know, the short shorts do help keep me feel comfortable.
Because that essentially makes everybody afraid of you.
Right, and they, I don't know, for some reason it gives me an odor, and
well, kinda, can you, I don't smell it up here in space.
Oh, that's, well, I can smell it, but I was programmed to be able to smell myself.
Who programmed you? Who programmed me?
I don't know who programmed you.
Yeah. That's the question.
But, some people from New Orleans, pretty much, I'm programmed from homeless people from New Orleans.
Well, that makes two
of us. That's too busy anyway.
I just wanted to say it makes two of us because it really doesn't, but there's only two of us here, so.
Yeah.
You know?
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we're going to dial up Uncle Phil.
And we are?
Yeah. I need your help with this one. Welcome to my world as well, in the middle of space. I'm in the middle of space.
You're in the middle of space. You were nowhere specific. You're just floating aimlessly?
Yeah, in a single storage unit.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Kind of like a Charlie Kaufman punch drunk love kind of style.
Uncle Phil, I've known you for years, and I've seen you and listened to you and been in awe of you just captivating 100 kids just googly-eyed and in love with you as you're rocking out in front of them. Like, where did you get that playfulness?
I had always thought that it was from my mother, But what I realized is that because my parents were such curmudgeon-y accountants, that all the good that they could have been kind of got recessed in the genes that they passed on to me.
I am a product of all the by-the-book thing, so that I was the rebel. I was the one who wanted to look beyond that and see what other choices could be made, you know? There was a box that I was kind of raised in and always wondered what was outside of it, so when they coined the term look outside the box, I already felt in my comfort zone. It all spilled off on me to want to entertain and really show that music is everywhere.
Were you influenced by any of the early PBS shows or the Granny Goose kind of sing-alongs, or did it really have nothing to do with kind of children's music to start off with, just but being you and being goofy?
A little bit of that. You know, I watched Zoom as a kid, you know, which was filmed in my hometown, and like they were friends of my older sister, so it was like I knew kind of where that was and was always fascinated by it.
Vicky Wiki, are you there?
Yes, Curious. What do you need now?
I need to know about the television show Zoom.
Zoom is a Bostonian half-hour educational television program created almost entirely by children, which aired on PBS originally from January 3, 1972 to March 24, 1978. Zoom encouraged children to turn off the TV and do it. On the show, a cast of usually 7 kids, known as Zoomers, present or perform various activities such as games, plays, poems, recipes, jokes, songs, movies, science experiments, and informal chats on such subjects such as hospitals, prejudice, etc., all suggested by viewer contributions.
Thanks, Vicky Wiki.
No problem. The goddess of the interbunny knowledge are always here to help because you humans and your androids can't know it all.
I guess not.
And was always drawn to the music aspect of any of those shows, the Sesame Streets and the Electric Company and, you know, I'm Just a Bill and Schoolhouse Rock. You know, I was always drawn to that aspect of the television that I was watching. And boy, did we watch a lot in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, yeah. And would you say, as far as like, are there any contemporaries out there today that you're listening to now that you're a papa, and are you influenced by any of those, or are you feeling like, what are you hearing out there as you are creating that style of music?
What's interesting is that my daughter has an affinity for movie soundtracks, and we've kind of infiltrated my wife and I's own taste into her movie watching. So the songs we're listening to are the original Gene Wilder Willy Wonka soundtrack.
Android, what do you have to add to Willy Wonka, perhaps?
Probably singing Come with me and you'll be in a world of your imagination. You know, something like that.
That was wicked. Awesome.
Yeah. I try.
You kind of knew I was going to ask you that, didn't you?
I had a hunch.
Oh, man.
A robotic hunch.
Yeah, you're... I wonder if your model has that mental telepathy insert.
Yeah, I think it does.
Greetings and felicitations, and welcome to the opposite song.
I hope you sing along. The opposite of left, well, it is right.
And the opposite of day, it is night.
The opposite of loose is tight. And the opposite of reading a book is sitting down to write.
The opposite of happy, it is sad. The opposite of good is being bad.
The opposite of lost, did you know, is always found. And the opposite of square, well, it is round. The opposite of up is down. And the opposite of smile is frown. The opposite of dirty is clean. The opposite of nice is mean. The opposite of big and fat is wicked lean. And the opposite of the king is his queen.
Here we go.
The opposite of you, obviously it's me. And the opposite of fantasy, well, it's reality. The opposite of always being right is always wrong. And the opposite of quiet is this tune buggy song.
Rock out.
So you're based out of New England, and Dover, New Hampshire is where you have your weekly radio show on community radio. And the line that comes to mind from a tune buggy song, one of your bands, is the opposite of fat is wicked lean, and the opposite of happy or joyful would be
nice.
Mean, I believe, is the next line. But the wicked is the giveaway here. And so tell me a little bit about what you've got going on in your neck of the woods.
Well, it's funny. I grew up in Massachusetts, so I have that New England sensibility. But then I went away to California and missed the season. I lived in California for about a year and a half, and that just drew me back to the East Coast because I needed to see the seasons change. You know, sitting out at the pool in October didn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing it back, I came back to New England and was trying to find a direction. And amazingly enough, I stumbled upon the Perkins School for the Blind, which after a stint of being a nanny, I found that helping kids one-on-one who needed the musical interaction constantly was so necessary in my life.
And do you think there's something that's interesting? Do you think there's something about being blind in particular that relates to music? You know, our heartbeat, right? That drum.
Oh, absolutely,
pounding.
Absolutely. I think the blind are more in tune with their senses that aren't sight. You know, so it's something that they can totally relate to on an even deeper level.
What would be an example of that from your experience at the Perkins School of the Blind?
Well, I worked with the multiple handicaps, so they not only were legally blind, but some of them had other complications and handicaps. And some of them were non-communicative, except through the words that they knew. And they only had a few, but when I would sing them, their communication level would raise to a different level because somebody was seeing inside and past their blindness in order to actually make the music that they heard in their head.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of a deep road that took me to in order to get there, but I found it. And it was crucial in me wanting to live in New Hampshire and make music. I found the local Music Together teachers, and the third one I called, who eventually I became in a band with Tune Buggy that you mentioned before. I called her, and she was the one who called me back and gave me a mentorship in Music Together, which was kind of brilliant because I'm teaching it now 3 days a week, and it's pretty amazing to hang out with kids that are birth to five and see their musical development from the very beginning.
Yeah, what is this program? So you're honing their specific music skills, or from the work that I've seen you do, it's. You know, you've just kind of brought joy to kids and made them bounce around and entertain, but does this take that further?
It does. Not so specific per instrument, but more sharing and reasoning skills and patience. you know, it definitely, it's a research-based program that basically hones in on the child's earliest development and pinpoints it and helps explore it through music and movement.
And are you bringing all the different instruments? How many instruments do you play, Uncle Phil?
Currently, I just play my acoustic guitar, but I think there's about six. You know, piano was my first instrument, and guitar, bass, I can play some drums, I can sing, I can carry a tune on an accordion, and I enjoy playing the melodica.
The melodica, is that the one you blow into?
Yes.
I love that instrument.
Enjoying a popsicle on a nice hot day is awesome.
Yeah. And so are you, you know, Uncle Phil, I always think of the movie School of Rock when I think of you. Are you that teacher at your current job?
I don't know. It's a little bit daddy daycare in a way because I'm, you know, a dad and exploring what it means to be a dad. And what? School of Rock, not so much. You know, it's a little bit of that just because he's real with kids. I think that's really what the message of that movie is that he wasn't afraid at the very end to be real and play music with kids in a real way. You know, and I do that on an infant to toddler level.
And do you think that's lost with adults today, that sense of play and, you know, where we're so stuck in the real, like real to adults is something very different to kids, you know, being that authentic, genuine, playful person. Do you feel like that's lost with adults?
Actually, I think quite the contrary. I think the families that are coming to my Music Together classes are the new generation of families who want to show that it's okay to play, that it's okay to learn a new way to play every day, that it's okay to take 45 minutes out of your busy schedule, whether you're a homemaker or a business taker. You know, that it's okay to take that time out with your developing child at that stage, which is so crucial in the early developmental of children, is to be present as a parent.
Yeah.
You know? And this new wave of, like, kidults and, you know, rejuveniles and people of our generation who grew up in the 70s and 80s are products of the same kind of parents that I was, you know? Not so nurturing and, you know, kind of this is the way it's got to be because this is the way life treats you, you know, instead of making our own kind of paths, which is kind of awesome to see, you know, and be a part of that movement.
It is. And I've heard from others as well, as you're saying right now, Uncle Phil, that the kids being born right now are going to be the game changers of what this planet, what this human condition has going on right now.
Oh, yeah. And what's kind of brilliantly awesome is that they're bringing music along with it.
And I am fortunate enough to be Leona's mom. And what's your name? What's your whole name?
Leona Indigo.
What color is that?
Leona.
What color is indigo?
Blue.
It's blue. And how old are you?
Two.
Yeah? And when are you going to turn three?
I'm going to turn three in August.
That's right. And the other day we just had this amazing conversation, which happens quite frequently with Leona. She just tells me these amazing stories, but this one in particular was very special. So I said, yeah, do you like these cheesy chips? And what did you say?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, where did you live? Do you remember what you said?
I was in
And you said, I lived in South America.
I lived in South America, and I lived high up in the sky. And when my dad said I can take care of the chickens. My dad can take care of one mice, and my mom can take care of all the mice. And my mom took care, and my mom and dad said can take care of the chickens.
And you lived high up in the sky?
And I checked the moon when it was my time, and I touched the sun when it is morning time.
Where did that story come from, Leona?
I don't know.
It's deep in your little heart.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're very complex beings, and I think that when we're little, like Leona is, the veil is thinner, and maybe we can remember things from our past life. So I decided that my new goal as a parent was to make this life as awesome as the last one.
Well, I've actually am about to shut down, unfortunately. I deeply apologize.
Any closing wisdom before you shut down?
Don't do drugs and always love. Always keep love in your heart and keep a stick of broccoli close.
Yeah. Android. Once again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever it is they're going to do, they're going to also be singing it, to the heavens and screaming it at each other.
Indian, you know. Dakota.
Curious Lightning's Kid Adults was written and created by Dakota Clearwater Lacroix for KTRT and Friends of the Root, with special guest Jeff Smith featured as the android. A very special thanks to Uncle Phil for his time, to Leona for her amazing story, and Maddie for being an amazing mother. This show came to life because of the musical creations by Timber Tiger, Simple Life Jones, Spark in the Revolution, and the Abishai family. Thank you. Be curious and be in touch. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you soon, Android.
Okay, that sounds good.
Power you up for the next one.
Sounds good. Okay, my My programmer's about to press the button.
Bye.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Okay.
You take care of that wicked good, eh?
Oh. Bye, Android. All right. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye, sir.
Thank you, VXR.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.
All right.
You can't. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
We'll see ya.
All righty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.